I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am a tail fin road locomotive. You can polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. Rusty old American dream, still running. Rusty old American dream.
And thanks to the help we get this morning from Nick Stoffel, ASE certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, keep it running for you. If you have any kind of an issue with your car, truck, or van, and you need to bring it in to your favorite shop or your favorite dealer for service, and you thought, what the heck could be ailing this thing? Well, that's what you asked Nick. He'll try to analyze that over the radio, which is sometimes difficult, but these guys at Lloyd's know what they're doing, and Nick is one of them. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Denny.
How are you?
Wonderful. It's a beautiful morning. The sun is out, and it's going to be a perfect day.
I think it will be. Yeah, it looks like a pretty good week, too. I assume you guys are still busy, you and your crew, at Lloyd's Automotive this past week?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say we've been very fortunate and blessed to just keep the cars rolling, and each morning more show up, and each afternoon they all go home. So we're doing our job.
Every day is a new experience for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. If you have any kind of, we're already getting questions, Nick. If you have any kind of a vehicle problem, and you want to ask Nick that question, these guys at Lloyd's have been helping us out here in CCO for over 25 years now. I think at the last count. At least. If you, again, have a question, call it in or text it in. The same number applies for either the text or the phone call. And that number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You and your crew, Nick, still seeing, I hate to even ask this, catalytic converter thefts?
We have. It definitely feels that it's slowed down, though. I think they're doing a better job of catching these folks and dealing with them accordingly. And it just seems like, you know, for a while there, it seemed like it was, like, nonstop. And, you know, it's good because as the weather's gotten nicer, that'd be a fear that the weather's nice, so it's easier for folks to be out and about in the middle of the night. But knock on wood that at this point it seems to be trending in the right direction. So hopefully we can continue that and with some of the rules and changes that they've made, and hopefully that's a thing of the past.
I know the St. Paul Police Department had been offering kind of paint jobs, if you will, on those some catalytic converters. When you're doing repair, you and your crew, do you see any of those paint jobs on converters?
Not too many yet. I remember seeing that too here a few weeks back that they, from my understanding, that they were marking them and then they're taking down some vehicle information. My understanding is, so in the event that they happen to come across someone that's in possession of these, that there's a way to try to track that and figure out where the vehicle came from, and then they can appropriately deal with it, I guess. So, like I said, I think every little angle, every little bit we can do. A lot of people have purchased those stuff, the turned items. A lot of people are parking in their garages. All that little stuff that we do seems to be helping.
Yeah, that's good news. All right, 651-989-9226. Keep in mind, Nick is going to be with us only for about another 30 minutes, so don't wait. If you have any kind of a car care question, you don't have to be a motorhead or a gearhead to join in on the show either. Call it in or text it in. Here's one, Nick. It says, 2002 Ford Windstar has been sitting for a while, started it up, having a lot of difficulty trying to shift it through the gears very, very hard. Doesn't say how long it's been sitting. What could be ailing that Windstar?
Well, I guess the first thought is, you know, a lot of things have been sitting for a long time. Is it the transmission or the brakes kind of clinched up or something rotational? You know, when the vehicle sits for a really long period of time, even, you know, all of us have not driven as much as we normally would in the past year. Even if it's been, you know, 6 months and only a very minimal driving with the service, I think it's a good idea to get the car and to get it looked at. Maybe that vehicle simply needs to have the transmission fluid serviced. Maybe there's something with one of the wheels or the brakes that needs to be looked at. We all just assume that we tucked the car away because we didn't need it or haven't been driving very much. Now we get out to the weather's getting nicer. We want to take that little road trip. It's probably a good idea to get a good once over just to get a close look at all those scenes, because even though we're not driving the vehicle, you know, the winter months, the cold, all those things do have an effect on the vehicle. So just to play it safe and have a good look over.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I know we have to break here in a minute. I want to get this other text to you. It says, good morning. It's a 1996 Toyota Celica that has a parking brake that gets stuck. Text to you. It says, good morning. It's a 1996 Toyota Celica that has a parking brake that gets stuck. Mechanics have been able to release it, but can't seem to fix it permanently. It is a manual transmission, so when I park, texter says, I just put it in first gear. It is such a hard thing to fix. Is it such a hard thing to fix? Lisa wants to know.
So the question there would be, is parts availability? You know, it's an older vehicle. You'd start to think it maybe one of those cables is starting to get stiff and not releasing properly. Maybe some of the linkage or the hardware in the braking system itself. You know, I would hope that if we had serviced it, had taken everything apart, cleaned it all up really well, lubricated it, first try. Let's try to fix what we have, get that system working properly, and then once we know it's cleaned and lubricated and functional, take it and see how it works. If we continue to have problems, then we need to figure out why it's not releasing. Like I mentioned, maybe one of those cables or something starting to bind up that maybe you can't see with your eyes, but by experiencing it, maybe you'll get another clue. So I would recommend that texter go back to the shop, make sure that the folks that worked on it initially went through and cleaned everything, lubricated it, got it adjusted properly, and go from there.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, and I kind of embarrassed to say, I never even think about a parking brake. Is that something we should be using or exercising once in a while?
The difficult thing is, and like with cars, everything's always changing. A lot of them are electronically controlled now in different ways. But our mechanical brakes, you know, you don't think about it, but when you go for a drive, even a short drive, how many times you depress that pedal and exercise those brakes? The parking brake, even if we use it every time we park the vehicle, that might only be twice a day that you exercise that system. So if you have the mindset that you're going to use it, by all means, use it on a regular basis, keep it functioning. If you have not used it and you don't plan on using it and you're just curious, I would pause before I would depress that pedal, because like we mentioned, if some of that stuff is binding up, your brake might get stuck on. So
yeah.
If you're curious about it, next time it's in for service, say, hey, can you try out, take a look at my parking brake? I just want to make sure it's going to work. And that might be a better approach.
We're going to take a break here. If you need to ask a question or would like to ask any kind of a car care question for Nick, from Nick to get an answer before you bring it in for service, or maybe you just want to know what the heck could be wrong with it, call Nick or send Nick a text, same number, 651-989-9226. Keep in mind, Nick's going to be leaving a little before 7:45 to make way for Jack Farrell. So if you have a question, don't wait. Bring it either text or phone. Again, 651-989-9226. 42 degrees in the Twin Cities. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And a good Saturday morning to you here in the Twin Cities, heading for highs of about 58 or so today. Right now, it is 42 with a partly cloudy sky. Expect more clouds to move in. If you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Call it in or text it in right now. Nick Stoffel is answering those questions. Nick from Lloyd's Automotive. Now, where exactly is Lloyd's Automotive located? Well, I know, but you tell folks that don't know, Nick.
I hope you remember, Denny.
Of course.
We're in St. Paul here. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. That's just two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. So if you're ever in the neighborhood going for a cafe latte or bread and chocolate or lunch or something, swing by and say hi. And if you're in front of your computer, check out our website, lloydsautomotive.net. And then if you need help with a question or two, 651-228-1316.
You guys are open today for a while, right?
Yeah, until noon. We have a guy in the back and a guy in the front here, and we just go until noon and try to shore things up from the week, you know, just trying to keep moving.
Absolutely. All right. We'll get you that phone number before Nick leaves us today. And before he does, he's going to be leaving us close to 7:45. So if you have a car care question, again, I advise you don't wait. Call it in or text it in. We'd be glad to help you out this morning. 651-989-9226. All right. Here's a text, Nick. It says, when I turn, let's see, what kind of a vehicle is it? A 2012 Lincoln MKZ. When I turn the heat on and direct it to the driver and leg area, cold air blows from the windshield area on my hands when driving, and it's cold and annoying. I've had it checked. They cannot find anything. This person bought this Lincoln, bought it used back in 2015 with 5,000 miles on it. I don't know if that makes a difference, but what could be ailing there?
Well, you would think something, you know, inside these heater controls, and a Lincoln's a finer vehicle, so there's more refinement in some of these systems where they have probably driver, passenger side, different temperatures. And a lot of times when you get too many doors going to control the airflow and the temperature, maybe something is not moving properly, maybe something's binding. With a scan tool, typically most vehicles you can connect and you can see the position of a lot of those different those doors. There might even be some sort of fault information about something not reaching its position that's requested. Or maybe that the hot water from the heater core is not making its all the way through the heater core to that side, and it's not allowing it to heat up like it should. So I would think a little bit of time and effort, some testing to determine whether or not it's like a function of how the air is being flowed, or if it's a function of the fact that we're not getting enough hot water over there to keep it warm.
Okay. I was thinking that my son Tony, whom you know, brought his vehicle into Lloyd's a week or so ago, and I was asking him, and I think you and I have talked about this before, but what kind of oil is in there? He said, 0.16. I said, 0.16? Is there such a thing? I mean, are viscosities getting that thin these days?
They are. They are. I saw an article about 0.8 also, so I think it's good. But I also think more than ever we need to be on top of our service schedule. I'm a firm believer the synthetic oils, which is most everything now. I mean, there are still some outliners, but most everything is a synthetic oil. And I truly believe 5,000 miles, I know there's people that will argue longer, but my experience here at Lloyd's, we see a lot more wear and tear, a lot more mechanical issues related to oil. And the oils have gotten better, but I think there's a lot less flexibility in that where sludge, tarnish, a lot of these things build up. They use oil flow and oil pressure to control valve timing. There's a lot of systems that need that oil working the way it should be. So we need to be on top of a good quality oil, a good quality filter, and change it on a regular basis. Your car will be happy, which in return will make you happy because you're not spending as much money fixing it.
That's right. It's cheap, very cheap maintenance overall. Yeah. Tell you what, I know we have to break, but I want to grab a phone call before we do. Tracy and Annandale's first up here. Tracy, you're on with Nick. What is your question for Nick?
Hi there. Yeah, I have a 2013 Ford F-150, and I brought it into the dealership because my check engine light came on, and they said, oh, it looks like you have a loose timing chain, but the light's gone out and it hasn't come on since then. Last weekend, we were up north and 5 hours away, and it went into limp mode like every mile or so. So we had to have it towed to a garage, and they put in a new throttle body. Could they have ran the wrong code or read the wrong code 6 weeks ago when I had it looked at, and they said the timing chain was loose?
No, I would think my assumptions here, they're very clear throttle actuator code related to the throttle body. That would definitely put it into limp-in mode. I agree with that. If the timing chains have become stretched, the tensioner has become worn, what they likely saw was some form of timing variance. Like, the car is smart enough to know the timing of the camshafts and the crankshaft, and if they see a variance there, it's out of correlation just enough, it might flag a code. Did they change the oil at the same time?
She's listening on the air.
So my guess would be if they had done it with the oil change, that might have filled the oil back up, allows that system to work properly. Keep an eye on it, though. If you're having some drivability concerns, some starting issues, get it back in, have them take another look.
All right, very good. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a break, have a look at that forecast for the Twin Cities this coming few days. And more car care talk. 651-989-9226 is the phone number. It's also the text number here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with Nick Stoffel, ASE Certified Tech at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, I know we always have overwhelming calls and text messages, and we'll save some till next time that we don't get to. But Jerry, calling in from Maple Grove, I believe, this morning. Jerry, thanks for waiting. What's your question for Nick?
Good morning. I've got a 2019 Ford F-150 pickup, and the brakes... the front brakes overheat, pulling my aluminum 17.5-foot boat. I had a 1996, didn't overheat, or did overheat. 2013 didn't. 1976 didn't. How can I upgrade the brakes?
The truck should be capable of pulling that boat, obviously. The brake material would help, but obviously what came with the vehicle, it's a fairly new vehicle, to be sufficient. I don't, there's different brands. If you get online, you can find a different quality, different materials, some are metallic, ceramic, different coated rotors. All these things might help. I mean, there's nothing against putting a higher grade or higher quality brakes in there. But it just doesn't seem like that vehicle should have much of a difficulty pulling that, especially with the brakes. I would assume that the trailer has some sort of braking system. I would make sure that that's functioning properly. But that truck should not need any upgrading to pull that boat. So I would maybe even check back with the dealer, see if they have good, better, best on the brake pads and the brake rotors you could try. But I don't think that there's an issue there. If anything, I would assume that maybe the boat trailer is not stopping properly and putting more load on the truck itself.
Okay. Here's a text, Nick. 2015 Chevy Cruze, the amp gauge runs around 15. Is that normal? The battery died this winter, but tested okay, and I did not change it. So is that amp gauge reading normally, would you think?
Well, a vehicle's electrical system should be right over 14 volts when the vehicle's running. I would think that 15 is probably a little bit too high. Next time it's in for service, if the car's starting fine, you're not noticing any additional issues, make a note of it. When it's in, have them just do a quick output test of the alternator, make sure we have good connections and contacts. There's not any reason for something to be not working properly, but those gauges are not a perfect science. If you put a voltmeter on there, that would be a true test. So if the texter's concerned, they can definitely stop at their shop and have them do that. But I would suspect they'll be fine until the next service.
When's the last time you saw a 1954 Chevy?
I was probably pretty young. We don't service much of that anymore. It's kind of an art, and you got to have the right people that have the experience working on some of that stuff. And there's not too much of that around. We don't see him here, though.
Well, this is not a mechanical question. This is about the front hubcap that keeps falling off. Could the wheel be worn? Weld the bead around the rim? They've lost two hubcaps. I haven't seen a hubcap on the road until yesterday for ages, because I think mostly they're solid wheels or whatever.
Yeah, most vehicles have those alloyed wheels. Some of the models still offer like a steel wheel with a hubcap, but most of those hubcaps are secured by the lug nuts, so you don't see them falling off. But, you know, I'm old enough where I remember when we did, you know, tire repairs on the drive, you'd take the hubcap off and put the wheel, you know, and do the repair and put it all back together. So a lot of times those metal tangs that kind of bite into the wheel kind of fatigue. You can try carefully, you know, it's an older vehicle, obviously that stuff's all aged, but try to maybe stretch or flex that stuff a little bit, put a little more tension on it. But, you know, if you want to get into welding something, that sounds like a lot more work than I think it should be. But I would try to reposition those tangs that grip the wheel from the hubcap.
Okay, I know we have to run here in a minute. Let's grab one more, and then we're going to save these rest of the texts till next week.
Absolutely.
It's a 2012. It looks like it might be an Escalade. I can't tell because it's abbreviated. Anyway, turn the AC on. It works to blow cold air for about 5 seconds, then no more cold air. It's like the compressor works, and then it doesn't. That's the sound it gives me, Texter says, the impression that the compressor shuts off. Could it be?
Very well could be. You know, there's pressure sensors and switches. You know, you turn that system on, the defrost of the air conditioning. It gets up and running. If it sees a change in pressure or that gets too high of a pressure maybe, it might shut the compressor off as a safety feature versus having to blow off all that refrigerant. So I would, once again, take it to your mechanic or your shop there and have them test the system. You know, do an actual performance test of the air conditioning. Catch what's going on. They might actually want to evacuate to see the levels or check the pressures. But we're getting into that season, and you want to get ahead of that curve because before you know it, it's going to be too hot, and there's going to be a backlog on AC repairs. So this next week is probably a good week to have that looked at.
Yeah, don't wait. All right, Nick, we've got to run. Let's give us, phone number for Lloyd's Automotive.
Yeah, absolutely. So the phone number here is 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Nick, thanks for the help, and we'll see you there at Lloyd's.
Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
Nick Stoffel is Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat here, and then get those lawn and garden questions ready. Maggie will be joined by Julie, and we're going to be talking lawns and gardens next hour here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.